Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session. This is Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, right? I mean, when you decide to get involved, when you decide to get engaged, you make a difference. You make a change. Right? Anyhow, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and engage. Don't listen, if you're honest, that's how I put that. If you're honest, no question is stupid, right? I don't make fun of people who honestly want an answer to a question. And, you know, you have to sit there and think to yourself, what has the education system done to some of these people? Because some of the questions, though not stupid, are things that you would think that you would know, that you should have been taught in school. And as somebody explained to me today, you know, Joe, we're not in it every day like you, so sometimes we forget. We truly just flat out forget. And I get that. It takes me a minute. I got to think it through. I got to decide whether it's just a line or it's real. Right? Anyway, again, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Listen, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's given us the ability to make money online, and there's no reason why we shouldn't. Right? They're not allowing us to do it any other way. Twitter and, I mean, is it still Twitter or is it X? I don't know. Whatever. You just have to, they're not giving us that ability. So if you head over to MyPillow.com, promo code Joe gives you 30 to 70% off the product. Get involved. Make a difference. Make it happen. And I don't want to say we're going to go off the air, because every time I say that, somebody sends me an email. It's like, no, help us stay on the air. And we stay on the air because there's fees involved. There's a cost involved of producing the show. And that's how we make some of our money, by the product that's being sold online. All right. Here we go. Promo code Joe, MyPillow.com. Speaking of dollars, Americans are being pinched by the rising prices and the grueling debt, right? And you're not going to see this go away soon. They're trying to tell you that this is transitory, right? No problem. Nothing to worry about. Things are going to change. Well, they're not. Unless somebody gets a hold of this economy like a Donald Trump, it's not going to change. You've got people that have said, we're going to avoid a people in the administration said we're going to avoid a recession. Things are great. Bidenomics is working exactly like it's supposed to. But that's not what the experts are saying. Higher prices, right? You got higher interest rates. Home sales are flattening. You know, we went from what, 3.5 to 7%, 7 plus or minus. Right? They're pressing consumers and companies. It's just tough. Disposable incomes are shrieking. People's savings accounts. You know, it's really funny how Joe said Bidenomics is working. When you see the numbers, you see the statistics, people's savings accounts are taking a nosedive. What does that tell you? It's not like they're out there buying high-priced boats, RVs, and cars. No. You know, you get how many of you have seen the mega car warranty ads, extended warranty ads? Now, you think you would be seeing that if new cars were selling like crazy? No. Not at all. And the reason the ads are on is because they know we're keeping our cars longer. We're working on them. We're keeping them up. We're changing the oil. We're doing what we got to do to make it better. Anyway. So, disposable incomes are shrinking. As I said, Robert Heller, a former Fed governor, he sees the recession hitting late this year or in early 2024. American households and businesses are being squeezed hard by inflation, he said. It's the more you pay in interest to borrow money, the less you're going to buy. You know, consumers are spending a bigger chunk of their money, bigger percentage, if you would, of their budgets on housing and healthcare and energy and food, forcing them to cut back on discretionary purchases. Now, the upshot is that the overall consumer spending has remained, they say, buoyant in recent months. Retail sales, they're doing okay. They're not doing great. They're not where they need to be to keep moving the economy forward, right? Now, RV sales are slumping. They were, I don't know how, but they were moving along without a big problem. So, ready for this one? Winnebago has come out with a new improved $150,000 camper. Let that sink in for a second. Right. They hit a record. Apparently, they hit a record high, Winnebago did, during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, why that is, I don't know. I don't know if it's because, you know, people were selling homes, moving into the campers, you know, moving around the country. I don't know. Meanwhile, businesses are suffering a migraine, right? They got higher debt costs. You're going to see, I should have Dave Sussman on, because Dave and I have been talking about this. Dave is in this world. And one of the things he was telling me was that these loans are coming due this year for commercial properties. They're going to have to be renegotiated. They will not be renegotiated at 3%. The banks will never do that. It'll be up at 6 and 7%. And then watch what happens. Show us in your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Okay, now we're back. We are back. So, Steve, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know, you do want to be part of the solution, right? I mean, we all want to be, let's just be honest about it, we all want to be part of the solution. We all want to have a say in the situation. I hope you do. You do, right? I'm serious. I'm asking because... You know, there are some people who say to me, you know, Joe, I don't want this aggravation. I don't want to do what you do. I don't want to have to deal with this stuff. Well, you will at some point. You know that, right? I mean, you're not idiots. you know that at some point in time, you're going to have to get involved in these conversations, engage yourself in these conversations. I don't know how you stay away from it. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution so you don't become part of the problem. Anyway, we were talking about these, how people are still suffering. Bidenomics is working just wonderful, is it not? Wall Street analysts have argued that the corporate profits bottomed last quarter and will rebound to double-digit growth next year. Now, you've got, and this is like dueling economists. I don't know anything about this stuff. But one economist said that nothing he looks at suggests that. Actually, she said. She pointed to pressure on the consumer spending, limited supply of labor, striking workers, raising company costs by driving up wages. You know, you saw Yellow Freight, 99 years, gone. See you later. Have a nice day. Right? And she has been issuing these grim predictions for a while. In March, she warned that the bursting of an everything bubble could tank stocks by 30% and cause, like, a 2008-style economic collapse. It's, again, just amazing. A lot of the banks are tightening up the money supply, which I don't even understand. So this is, and the country's spending, though, come on. There's no way. I mean, seriously, there is no way to sustain it. Impossible. What they say, impossible. Really? 855 Real Joe. Love to hear what you have to say about some of these. 855-732-5563. So NBC deservedly got mocked again. I would love these people. Right? For what? Well, it's just these people are amazing. They say that NBC was mocked for saying it's impossible to change your race. Right? The same people who say that gender is a social construct. Now, they were called out by conservatives as hypocritical for promoting the notion it was impossible to change one's race while denying the argument that they could possibly apply to gender. So, apparently, I can't identify as a black or Asian or whatever else there is. Right? Hispanic. But I could identify as a female. I ain't got the parts, but I can identify as a female. But apparently, the parts don't matter anymore, so I'm sorry. Didn't mean that. The report spoke to several professors and activists who knocked the transracial trend, gaining steam with youth on TikTok and other places. The race changer would, it's really funny. If you don't think this is planned out, if you don't think this has got an ulterior motive, there's something wrong with you because TikTok doesn't play in China the way it plays here. They can't get to the stuff that we can get to here. We are the laughingstock of the planet at this point. I mean, seriously. Experts underscore that it's simply impossible to change your race. NBC emphasized before quoting assistant professor Jamie Cohn, who described transracialism as a social contagion. It's just belief. It doesn't even really work because it's not doing anything. But they've convinced themselves that it works because there's other people who have convinced themselves as well. Now, Hospital Insiders warned that trans kids on hormones frequent the ER for harming themselves. I mean, what is that guy? I mean, seriously, then we need to look into that more, right? NBC experts went on to say it was impossible to change one's race, not because of biology, but because of racism embedded into society. So, I can't change my race because society as a whole is too racist to allow me to. Isn't that great? Who knew? I'm getting enlightened by the moment. God. Experts agree race is not genetic, but they contend that even though race is a cultural construct, what? it's impossible to change a race because of systemic inequities inherent to being born into a certain race. No. How? How could that be? It's your race is not genetic. There's nothing in your genetic makeup that makes you black or Hispanic or Asian or whatever. There's no differences in that DNA strand. Then NBC went on, in their illustrious way, they quoted several professors who denied race was rooted in biology and argued it could be separated from the social construct, which put some races above others. Now, if they're speaking that in some cases, some races are seen as smarter than others, better than others, okay, I'll give them that. There are people who believe that way. If they're saying that part of it's a construct, fine. But frankly and honestly, to say being Asian, being Hispanic, being black, being whatever, is a social construct, shows you how far these crazy people, and I do mean crazy people, are willing to go. Right? Now, one person, I don't know these people because I'm not the TikToker kind of person, as you can imagine. Social media influencer, now detransitioner, Ole London, said that he was influenced by TikTok to change his looks to appear more like a Korean woman. Why? I mean, I'm not saying that Korean women aren't pretty or who would want to look like that. I'm just saying, why Korean? Why not Spanish or, Hispanic or Italian for that matter, or Greek? Right? Why not? This is how I'm doing this. This is how crazy this becomes. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up and right after the news.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. In announcing the second federal indictment against former President Trump on Tuesday, DOJ Special Counsel Jack Smith had strong words to say about the January 6th Capitol riot.
The attack on our nation's capital on January 6th, 2021 was an unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy. As described in the indictment, it was fueled by lies.
The DOJ believes Trump's attempts to overturn the 2020 election result led to what happened January 6th. Trump expected to be in court Thursday to answer to the charges. China is following America's example and tightening controls on exporting technology that could be used by the military. In Hong Kong, Andrew Wood says the restrictions limit exports of rare materials and metals used to make semiconductors, solar panels, and TV and computer screens. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROCHO, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the way we win. When you're informed and you fight and you push back, we do well. When you're not informed and we don't do well, you know, or I should say, when you're not informed, we don't do well. It's really that simple. Okay, so even my wife gets upset at me at times when I kind of make fun of somebody else's demise to a degree, but you have to seriously, you have to think about what these kids were taught, who worked with these kids, what's the information going on, right? And right now you've got some of these women that are looking at the way it used to be, young women, they're scratching their head like, what happened? Now, you have, especially on TikTok, and again, I don't go looking for these. People send these to me because I am not a TikToker. I don't even like to peruse TikTok, if you would. A woman's right to a fair job opportunity is one of the most challenging sociological battles still being fought today. Women were expected only to work within the confines of the home, which, as I've said before on this show, I don't know why that is belittled. Until you've run a household on your own, male and or female, where you're taking care of the kids, the food, the house, the maintenance, the whole, making sure that all that stuff at home is getting taken care of. Until you've done that, don't knock it. Don't belittle it. Don't make it sound like it's no big deal. Women in the workforce early on had labor laws against them. This was up until the women's rights activists fought for the rights for women who wanted to be independent, who wanted to work, who wanted to work outside the home. You know, I get it. They should have had more freedom. Now, one woman noticed Tay on TikTok. She took to social media to express her frustration at the turn of events. She believed that the traditional lifestyle of women that women had which had primarily concerned with homekeeping, had been stripped away by these women activists. According to her, she was better suited for a traditional lifestyle. Unfortunately, that era is gone because the feminists didn't want it anymore. And the funny thing about it, it's not really gone. It's still here. But they berate you so badly over it that you don't want to do it. Why don't you just tell them to go pound sand and do it anyway? Right? She went on to say, sometimes it's a bit difficult and strenuous to work. Many people juggle two jobs, and these responsibilities can leave many extremely exhausted and burnt out people. The video has garnered over 6 million views. I think they're making fun of her, really. She seemed exhausted from work as she tearfully asked why women's right to work was fought for to begin with. Oh, did she go to a bad class? Did she not have a teacher that was willing to teach her real history? Right? I mean, people were making, they shouldn't have. There was almost 30,000 comments, and people were making fun of her. I mean, seriously. Anyway, she said, this is something a lot of women can relate to. Some of this is owed to the fact that women, especially if they were parents or are parents, are also expected to manage their homes and kids while still carrying the responsibility of pursuing a career. Now, I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for this. You don't have to pursue the career, do you? I mean, you may want one, and I'm good with that. I think that's great. But there are plenty of women that have kids, or they have their career. They pause their career for a period of time. They have kids. Today, unlike 50 years ago, it's so easy to work at home, so easy to make things happen on the computer, which you didn't have before. You had to go into the work space. You had to go into the office. So these things are not obstacles anymore. They're not in your way of your career. They're not in your way of being successful or better. Just nuts. Some of them juggle multiple roles with a lot of support, according to the comments on the post. Now, here's the deal. That might be true. Part of that is, you know, if you're a single woman, who are you expecting help from? No, really. I mean, if the guy you hooked up with, if you would, was a schlock, a piece of crap, what did you expect? Or what do you expect? Right? A lot of guys walk away from your responsibilities. It's wrong. But then it didn't just happen. They had these tendencies before you hooked up with them. Now, a boatload of comments on this TikTok post. Many female users relating to today's frustration. While work can be very strenuous, it's important to acknowledge the progress that has empowered women around the world today and all the results from the fight for women's rights. Look at, you want to fighting for their rights, giving them the ability. You know, Tammy and I have talked about this. She had a hard time. Now remember, she's not 110 years old. She had a hard time buying her first house. They wanted a male co-signer. Even though she had a great job, she was making good money, had great credit, had the down payment for the house. Right? But because of the mindset towards women, which, again, I say, is wrong. Right? But, again, you overcame. She overcame. So I have to say, look, you could have both. You could have one. You could have the other. I worked with plenty of professional women. You know, I didn't always have a microphone in front of my face. I worked in the computer industry at a very high level, and there were a lot of women, a lot of women in that industry. So, you know, again, they paint with a broad brush sometimes. You fight for the rights, and now you're seeing more and more women getting back to the way, quote-unquote, it used to be. And no, not barefoot, pregnant, in the kitchen, and below the man. That was not, you know, it's funny. It's just like some of you people make fun of Christians. You think that we're the boss of our women. It doesn't work that way. Right? The two become one. That doesn't tell me that one's weaker than the other. All right. I said I wouldn't go down this road. I'm not going to. Anyway. You ever wonder why school choice is such a problem to the left? And they're seeing it grow, and it's making them nuts. It really is driving them out of their mind. A woman by the name of Camille Edelman is working hard, right? Her and her husband are working. They work in the Phoenix area. They can't afford to send their three special needs children to a specialized school best suited for them without financial assistance. And more than a decade ago, that assistance was Arizona's empowerment scholarship accounts. And then Katie Hobbs shows up, right? A Democrat. Why would she take that away from them? Aren't they all about education? Aren't they all about doing the right thing? Aren't they all about helping your kids out? No, really, seriously. Right? So why would she? Well, she might have to. She said last week that the program is on track to be about 50% over budget, costing taxpayers about $1 billion. Now, again, these are special needs kids. There's a lot of money spent on them. Who put the budget together? Who figured out how much they were going to need? Did they do a good job from day one? This is usually what happens is nobody looks at what ifs. What if this goes bad? What if that goes bad? The reality is that, you know, families like Edelman's are caught in decades-long political tug-of-war. And it's not with the Republicans. That's the funny thing about it. Republicans, for the most part, when it comes to education and special needs, are willing to help out, are willing to make it work. Then you've got the federal government stepping in and say, if you do this, you won't get this. Dollar-wise, that is. So you really got to pay attention, really got to pay attention to what's going on. Arizona previously, previous administration budgeted only $624 million for the voucher program in that particular category. It's about $320 million short. Well, she said earlier that they had a surplus. Why not send it in that direction? I'm just curious. If she's got the money, why not send it that direction? Shoot for grants. Hit the federal government up for more money. They're sending all kinds of money over to Ukraine. Have them send a few bucks your way. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. That's right. I'm here. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-BRO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I say, get involved, get engaged. Truly, you know, make sure that you got something going on, that you got the information you need, that you don't get nailed for being not too swift, I'll put it that way, you know, in all sincerity. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, you know, get informed so you can engage, get informed so you can make a difference, get informed, you know, so you can truly be, you can truly add to the conversation. You know, I feel like I'm just browbeating you, but anyway, you get it. All right. We were talking about the school choice and why the left is fighting so hard. Well, there's an article out there. I think it's in on MSN. And basically what it's doing is it's twisting and spinning. And you know how they love to do this, right? Twisting and spinning that school, you know, homeschooling, school choice, all these things are a form of racism. Seriously. The funny thing about it is if you look at the stats, you look at the numbers, do you know who does the best in these scenarios? Who does the best? Who charter schools or what group the charter schools really help the most? That's the black community, inner city, Hispanic kids. More and more blacks are putting their kids in these school co-ops, charter schools, and so forth, doing homeschooling. More and more. Why do you think that is? Have they figured out? Have they figured out they're not getting the education they're supposed to be getting that the Democrats promised them? It was after the 1954 decision outlawing public school segregation that the U.S. saw a boom. This is how they're tying this together. Pay attention here. They saw a boom in the number of religious private schools and universities. Now, I take exception to that because I happen to know, and you guys know, in the first 50 years of this country, easily, almost every university was a private religious school. Almost every one of them. So, again, an uninformed writer. In the decades after the Brown decision, white students left public schools in droves to avoid the integration that was in the South, particularly in the South. You really think this was a problem in the North? You think this was a problem in most of the schools? No, it wasn't. They're trying to make it look like it was. Now, according to Forbes, between 675,000 and 750,000 white students enrolled in private schools located in former Confederate states. Duh! Of that group, as many as 75% were in schools that were at least 90% white. Right? Now, for those who could afford to pay out of pocket, though, vouchers were created. Couldn't. I should start saying could not. Under the guise of religious belief, parochial schools could discriminate for any reason. No, they can't. I love when they do this. It doesn't bother me, but it's hilarious. Right? School choice was always a Trojan horse, a rebuke for the Brown decision. It was a system designed to use taxpayer dollars to fund separate but equal schooling in the name of God. Which is really funny because the first book published by Congress and used in schoolrooms was what? The Bible. So somebody got confused somewhere. The reason Betsy DeVos wanted to be Secretary of Education under President Trump was to push school choice nationally. Her family had used its wealth to promote a conservative Judeo-Christian theocracy in the schools and the government for decades. When her husband ran for GOP nomination for the governor in their home state of Michigan, the school vouchers were key to his platform. So what? What are they so afraid of? Look, if you have a choice of schools and your school is doing great, why do you care? There is, in my area, there is a school district that's actually advertising for students. And they're touting all their accolades, all the great things they've done, how great their schools are. And the school district is growing. But the other school districts around them are not much caring for it. They think it's wrong. They think it's bad. And my comment has always been the same. If you're doing a good job, and the parents love your school district, and they know their kids are getting treated well, they won't go anywhere. You will lose nothing. The problem with vouchers is it forces the public school system to step up and do the right job. Current numbers show that the same thing, more than 70% of Arizona school vouchers are going to states wealthier zip codes. The state now offers. Yeah, why though? Are you letting the other zip codes know that they have this option? Are you letting them know that they have a choice? Oh my God, can't do that. The state now offers the largest school choice voucher program in the country, likely to face a referendum allowing voters to halt its expansion. Right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. You should be allowed to. But look at the Supreme Court's already ruled that there's nothing wrong with using public funds for your kids to have a better education. You should have a choice. It's the only, truly the only government agency like this where you can send your kid, you know the school is failing, 70% of the kids are dropping out of the school, And if you don't send your kid to that school, if you lie about your address, you could end up in jail. Right? The program became, Exhibit A for school voucher abuses. It was intended for families. But this is how all government programs work, right? They don't know how to manage them. They don't know how to oversee them. Look at California with the PPP loans, right? They can't account for $32 billion of the money. It's a government program. And they want more money from us. Oh, God, my attitude would be, no, you're not getting it. It ain't going to happen. And I don't want to hear that. I'm like, oh, but it's for the kids. No, it's not for the kids. It's for them to screw up and flush down the toilet. That's what it's for. We've always started our kids in public school system, but it never is a good fit, according to one parent. We ended up pulling them into specialized private schools to accommodate and support their needs. Those schools allowed this parent's child to have a specialized teacher in the classroom with lower student-teacher ratios. Look, our founding fathers would be having a true fit. There should be smoke coming out of their grave sites. The whole idea behind teaching kids reading, writing, arithmetic is so that the government couldn't take advantage of them, so they'd know what their rights were. And look at what's happening. Look at what's going on, right? I mean, seriously. All right, two quick stories. A few weeks ago, a fella called into the show. Called me on the carpet for giving the wrong numbers for charge cards, electric cards versus gas. Right? And a new article out on a left-leaning MSN, or I'm sorry, Business Insider, backs my point up. Most cars still cost more to charge than to fill up with gas. And it's not really cheaper. There's no real electric car at this point in time, which is cheaper to run than a gas car. Right? And again, you've got a governor that's saying, go for it, here in California. We only want electric cars as of a certain date. The cost of filling up at a gas station versus plugging in, well, you don't match up. Depends on the segment and the price. According to a new study from Anderson Economic Group, trucks cost about the same to fuel and charge, while entry and mid-level cars and SUVs cost more to charge at home and in public than they do to fuel at a gas station. Now, the study is based on the latest information on gas, residential electricity prices, commercial charging prices. I mean, electricity has skyrocketed here in California, especially in Los Angeles County. Tax rates on fuel and electric, you can be in a, if you guys can figure this out in your head, about a 1,600 to 2,000 square foot home with two or three people living in the house, and your electric bill is going to average $400 to $600 a month. All right? So don't tell me that electricity is cheap, because it's not. Now, the study is based, again, as I said, on the latest information on gas and residential electricity prices, commercial charging prices, tax rates, fuel and electric cars, fuel economy. You got to do it all. Right? Compared to the cost of fueling versus charging your car just to go 100 miles. So last year, and even in this year here in California, these skyrocketing gas prices, it turned many consumers onto the idea of electricity. As gas prices normalized, there's less incentive for some people to make the switch. Now, again, I don't know what to tell you. These are their numbers. These are their rules. These are their information. But on the average, according to Kelley Blue Book, EVs are more expensive than gas averaging cars. Period. And I ain't fighting with them. So we're seeing your host. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate you hanging in there with me, as you do most of the time. You know, have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back with me here tomorrow.